Good morning. This is the Faith Builders program coming to you from Oasis Christian Center, a family church in Smith Station, Alabama. We invite you to listen to Pastors Rock and Sharon Edmonds as they minister the Word of God to us. Our church is a non-denominational Word of Faith church. We hope that this program is a blessing to you and that you will tell your friends and relatives to tune in. Now here are Pastors Rock and Sharon.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good, isn't he?
Amen.
Amen. He is an awesome, awesome God, and we're so glad to have each and every one of you
Amen.
Here in the sanctuary today to worship the Lord with us and to hear his word. And those that are watching by Facebook and YouTube, we welcome you all, and we're so honored to have you. And we just know that the Lord has something special for you today. Amen. Because we're receivers, aren't we?
Amen.
He's pouring out, and we are the receivers today.
Amen.
Amen. All that he has for us.
Amen.
We are here to hear and to receive all that he has. And so before I turn over to Pastor this morning, well, let me ask you this question first. I would like for everyone, if you will, to share this service on your Facebook page. Mm-hmm. So this is a one time that we ask you to get your cell phones out, you that are here in the sanctuary, and share this service on your Facebook page. And those that are watching by Facebook and YouTube, we would appreciate if you would share this service also. And thank you so much for being a part of Oasis this morning and spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. Praise God. So at this time, I turn it up. No, I won't.
Nope.
I keep wanting to turn it over to Pastor. He's like, no. Okay, before I turn it over to Pastor, I want to speak a word, a blessing over you, who you are in Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
I declare that you are reigning in life by Christ Jesus. You are not looking at things that are seen, but at the things which are not seen. You are walking by faith and not by sight. You cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You are rooted and grounded in love because Christ dwells in you. You are the workmanship of God, created in Christ Jesus for good works. You are the partaker of God's divine nature. You are prosperous and in good health. Because your soul prospers, you are prosperous. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Because your soul prospers, you are in good health. You are transformed by the renewing of your mind to prove that good and perfect work of God. You are healed by the stripes of Jesus. You are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. You are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. You are complete in Him. You are strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. You take the shield of faith and quench every fiery dart of the devil. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Give
amen.
God a hand clap of praise,
praise God.
Today.
Praise God.
He is
praise
good.
Praise God.
We turn over to Pastor this time. I can finally say it and do it.
Well, I know a couple of things that we've got this morning. One is we want to invite you to the dinner that we have. Please come and stay for the dinner. You know, the fellowship is the most important thing that we have almost. I mean,
that's
the word
true.
And the fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, it just connects us in a deeper way.
Mm-hmm.
And God can use it that's just right. in amazing ways.
Yeah.
So I'm asking you, if you would, to do that. Even mm-hmm. if you didn't plan on it, we would love for you
that's
to be
right.
a part of it today.
That's right.
And also at the end today, I know Deborah's taking up another offering for the giving ministry,
mm-hmm.
for the ministries that go out and, you know, the different ones
that's
that we
right.
support. Mm-hmm. So... seemed like there was something else, but I guess
it does.
it really does.
I'm in agreement with that. It seems like there's something else.
Glory to God. Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer.
Okay.
Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus over the rest of this service this day. And Father, we just thank you. We are teaching and preaching the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. And I declare it is alive and full of power, yes. And it is going to change us today.
Thank
I declare
you,
we are being changed into the image of Christ with the incorruptible
Praise
seed of the Word of God.
Praise
it gets
God.
Inside of us, and we receive revelation knowledge of who we are, what we can do, and what we have.
Yes.
And Father, we just thank you for you changing us from glory to glory to glory by your word this
thank
day.
You,
and we praise you
praise
for it.
You, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And I remembered what it was.
Okay.
We went live on YouTube today.
Yes, amen.
We've been on YouTube, but we have much help. We have a team, a media
yes,
team
do.
Now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we're going leaps and bounds. I'm telling you, we're going east to west, north and the south.
Yes.
We're enlarging the place of our tent.
Amen.
We are enlarging the place of our tent.
Yes.
Glory to God.
We
will not despise the day of small beginnings.
Yes.
Glory to God.
God.
Glory to God. Glory to
Hallelujah.
God. You guys are ready.
Glory.
You guys
yes.
are ready. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory
Thank
to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Praise God. My. This is one of those services I could just say the word thee and y'all are gonna shout for a long time. Oh my goodness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I ask if you will to get your Bibles. Glory to God. It is strong in here this morning. Ephesians 5 and 16. And this is in the Passion Translation. Take full advantage of every day as you spend your life for His purposes. Now I want to show you some things that we've got revelation on. I think you're gonna see some things in the Word today that I know I've heard and I've read, but I see in a deeper way today. This is in Hebrews 10 and 24, and this is in the Passion. Discover creative ways to encourage others and to motivate them toward acts of compassion, doing beautiful works as expressions of love. Now this scripture is also, you know, this is one of the scriptures about, you know, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is. And it's saying, here's how you need to not get people not to forsake. You do acts of love for them. You just do acts of kindness for them. You show them the love of God in ways that God shows you how to do it. You pray for them and they don't even know you're praying for them. You cover them. And I'm telling you, we can pull each other back in when we're going through those hard times, because we all go through hard times, but we all need each other. Amen? Ephesians 5 and 2, but I'm gonna give you a part of 1. Ephesians 5 and 1, this is in a Passion. Be imitators of God in everything you do. And I'm going to skip down to verse number 2. And continue to walk surrendered to the extravagant. That word surrendered, it just jumps out at us. Surrendered to the extravagant love of Christ. For He surrendered His life as a sacrifice for us. His great love for us was pleasing to God like an aroma of adoration, a sweet healing fragrance, an aroma. When we start doing the things of the Lord, there's an aroma of His presence that comes out. I want to show it to you again. This is in Psalms 23 and 5. This is also in the Passion. You become my delicious feast even when my enemies dare to fight. You anoint me, get this, with the fragrance of your Holy Spirit. You say, you know, somebody may ask you, what are you wearing today? I'm wearing the fragrance of the Holy Spirit. That's what I got. The fragrance of the Holy Spirit. That's what you're sensing. That's what you're smelling. Hallelujah. The fragrance of your Holy Spirit. You give me all I can drink of until my cup overflows. Now, this is in the International Children's Bible. This is 2 Corinthians 2, 14 and 15. But thanks be to God who always leads us in victory through Christ. God uses us, get this now, God uses us to spread His knowledge everywhere. He uses us to spread His knowledge everywhere like a sweet-smelling perfume. Our offering to God is this, we are the sweet smell of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are being lost. Y'all gonna hang with me? 2 Corinthians 2:14. This is in the Passion. That was the Passion. No, that was International Children's. This is in the Passion. God always makes His grace visible in Christ, who includes us as partners of His endless triumph. Through our yielded lives, He spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of God everywhere we go. Okay, now, let's talk about how God can use us, and let's talk about practical ways that He can use us. I know, have y'all ever bought one of those, I think they may have been called little bread boxes, and it's the Word, and they're very inexpensive, $4 or $5, and there's just scriptures. There's probably 30, 40 scriptures in it, and it tells, you know, the scripture and then where it's from and all this. And I know there for a while, me and Pastor Sharon got into the habit of taking those little scriptures out, and we'd go to the restaurant or whatever, and sometimes we'd give it to the server, and just sometimes you just feel led to just, you know, and you never know what somebody else is going through. You have no idea what somebody's going through, but the Holy Spirit would just, you know, quicken one to give. And I mean, and I tell you, a lot of times things that we think are random are not random. You could just pick one, and I'm telling you, you would be unconsciously led to give somebody the right thing that they need for that day. But He can use us if we will yield to Him wherever we're at. You could say a scripture to somebody. You could, how many of y'all have cell phones, everybody in here? You could text a scripture to somebody. You could have somebody on your heart and you say, well, I don't know. Text them an imagery. Text them a scripture. And I'm telling you, that scripture will build hope. It's alive and full of power. It'll pull them out of whatever they're going through. I'm telling you, it'll open their eyes and it'll help them. It'll touch them deep in their spirit, man. You could just, like I say, you could give it by saying it. What scripture speaks to you? If it ministers to you, it'll minister to others. You could post it on Facebook. You know, a lot of people are posting arguments on Facebook. Why don't we post the Word of God on Facebook? Let's just you know, put it all over the Facebook. On social media, video your testimony. Tell your testimony. Write out your testimony. Let God use you. You know, Pauline that used to go here, and she's passed away a couple of years ago. You know, she used to take her testimony. She had it typed out. She had a whole bunch of copies. And she'd go out to eat in a restaurant and she'd give somebody her testimony. She'd go shopping and she'd give somebody her testimony. You say, well, that's just such a little thing, but it's not. In the eyes of God, that's letting God use you. It's spreading that fragrance wherever we go in some way. There's something that God's done for you that He hadn't done for somebody else. Sometimes there's something specific to you. He bailed you out financially. He touched you in your body. He did something for you that you can't even explain. His mercy in your life, and you're telling somebody about it. Amen. Maybe God could just use you to be a peacemaker. There are enough people that sow strife and division and drama, and we can be in the middle of hearing all of that, and we can sow peace. We can give them a scripture on peace. Now, I'm not talking about giving it religiously. Oh, you heathens, you. Here's what you need to do. That's not the way to do it. You know, just give them a scripture. You know, a scripture just comes to mind. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Or, you know, God has given you a spirit of peace. I'm telling you, there's ways that God can use us. We don't have to be involved in the drama, but we can be praying. We can be binding inside of us with nobody even knowing what's going on. We see the drama. We see the junk that's going on. We recognize it. And underneath our breath, we're saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit that is not of God that's causing this division. I bind that in the name of Jesus, and I declare peace over this situation. I say, peace be still. It may be somebody that you come in contact with, and you know in your spirit, you just feel like they've got tension. They've got marriage problems. They've got something. You don't have to bring it to the world's attention. You don't have to bring it to their attention. The Holy Spirit may just lead you just to pray about the thing and cover it. Let God use you wherever you're at. He ordered your steps to that place. He ordered those people's steps across your path. Declare peace, be still. Let God use you to brighten somebody's day. Buy something at Dollar Tree. How many of y'all got a dollar and a quarter? Okay, now everybody in here doesn't have a dollar and a quarter. Okay, we're in trouble here. Y'all need to have a dollar and a quarter. You need to be prosperous enough to have a dollar and a quarter that you can give away something. You can buy something at Dollar Tree and sow it as a seed to somebody else. Amen? You say, that's just a little thing. That's what God's concerned about is little things. Because if we don't do the little things, we'll never do the big things. Thank you very much. A personal note. You know that scripture about that we shouldn't forsake the assembling of ourselves together. It says, one of the translations says, as you see the big day approaching. If we don't see the big day approaching, we're not looking. Because the big day is approaching. You can just look at anything in the news and anything that's going on in our world. The big day is approaching. And so people are in fear like never before. And you know, we can sow seeds in their lives. We can bind that spirit of fear over them when you're sitting there in their presence. We can bind it. Buy somebody lunch. Give them a gift card. Buy somebody coffee. Coffee will solve a lot of the world's problems. Thank you very much. So if you and I, if we'll yield to Him, there'll be a fragrance that comes from our life. And that's the fragrance of God. And it's a healing fragrance. It produces inner healing. The scripture in Psalms 45 and 7 says the very fragrance of heaven's gladness. Proverbs 27:9 says, good friends yield the fragrant incense of God's presence. In other words, when you get around and I get around good friends, that fragrance is released because we're talking about the things of God. We're talking about scriptures. We're talking about how God has been good to us, and that fragrance is just in the air. It's in the spirit. Sometimes, now I believe this is all of us, we go somewhere, but in our emotions, we're broken. You ever been broken? And in our circumstances, we're broken and crushed. But God is still saying, even though you don't feel like it, let me use you. Let me say that again, because that's all of us. Even though you don't feel like it, let me use you. You feel broken. You feel crushed. You've got all this stuff coming against you. Your circumstances are bad. You've had this loss and that loss and all of this stuff, and it's just piling up, and you don't know what to do sometimes. But the Lord's saying, that's when I really want to use you, because you're going to know it's me that when I do it, because you don't feel like it. But He's saying, let me use you. God's saying, I'll give you opportunities while you're out shopping. I'll give you opportunities when you're working. I'll give you opportunities to tell people of things that I've done for you, ways that I've blessed you. But you don't feel like it. You don't feel like being around people. You're so crushed in your spirit. But God says, yield to me. Get this. And my fragrance, the fragrance of my presence, will touch someone else. It'll be released through your life because you're going through that hard time, and my anointing is stronger on you when you're going through the hard time. That's a fact. The strength of God is on us stronger when we're the weakest point. The fragrance of my presence will touch someone else. Even if we yield one little kind word, one little kind action, even if we yield a smile to Him, it makes a big difference. I need a smiler today. I need somebody to smile. Look at that. Everybody start smiling at each other. See? Y'all feel better. There might be a grumpy one or two that won't smile. But that's all right. God's going to get on you, and you're not going to be able to stop from smiling in a little bit. But allow God to use you. Let His aroma fill the place where you are. That clerk that you're just passing by, yield a few kind words to that clerk. Stand in the gap as an intercessor when you feel that tension. Uplift somebody in your prayers. Release, Proverbs 16 and 24 in the Passion says, life-giving words release inner healing in us. God wants broken, hurting people to release inner healing in others. Yeah, I know that wasn't going to get a whole bunch of amens. Share a scripture that He's placed on your heart. Tell somebody how God helped you overcome a trial or a test. Ephesians 4:29, Passion, let your words become beautiful gifts that encourage others. Be speaking words of grace to help them. Ephesians 5 and 1, be imitators of God in everything you do. And it releases a sweet healing fragrance. So we're imitating God. We're just being kind. We're just being good. We're just saying something nice. We're not stirring up trouble. We're not stirring up drama. We're not participating in it. But we're just praying. Every time we see it, we say, not gonna affect me and those people that are in it. I'm praying over them. I'm covering them with the blood of Jesus, and that's going to change. That's subject to change. Ephesians 6:15 in the Amplified says, keep each other's spirits up so that no one falls behind or drops out. Free Bible Version says, put on the shoes of readiness to share the good news of peace. Discover creative ways to encourage and motivate others. In the Bible it says, Tychicus, he will prophesy over you. This is Apostle Paul talking about when this man's coming. He said, to encourage your hearts. We should be encouraging someone else. Glory to God. Spurring each other on, especially as we see the day approaching. Provoke one another, the Webb translation says, to love. Provoke one another. Take full advantage of every day as you spend your life for His purposes. Now, a lot of times we spend our life for our purposes. And we can't be inconvenienced sometimes when He deals with us to do things and to say things for Him. But if we let God use us, it releases that aroma, that sweet healing fragrance. That's Sharon. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Praise God. That's so good. Nothing like the presence of the Lord, is there? Amen. And the more you speak of Him, the more you praise Him and worship Him, the more you tell what God's done for you and share the love of God, the more of His presence you're going to feel. And there's nothing like the presence of God. I mean, it is awesome to feel God's presence. It's very real. A lot of people, if you haven't experienced the presence of God, there is nothing like it. Amen. Amen. And you just want to feel that presence all the time. And I know one time in a ladies' meeting, I think it might have been around Thanksgiving, and so we were all going around the table, all the ladies, just telling what they thank God for. And I could feel God's presence. It was, you know, it was strong in there. And I, not only did I feel it, but I smelled His presence. That fragrance. Beautiful, beautiful. So we want to live in that presence, don't we? We just want to bask in that presence. Just let me stay there, God, you know, because it's so good. Amen. So good. Well, I want to begin reading in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10, and this is the Passion Translation. It says, so then, as often as we have the chance, we should do good to everyone, and especially to those who belong to our family in the faith. And so, you know, we should do good to everyone, especially to our brothers and sisters in the Lord, and be that person that reaches out, as Pastor was saying, be that one that reaches out to people. And I want to read part of another scripture in Acts chapter 10 and verse 38. And this is the Message translation. It says, then Jesus arrived from Nazareth, anointed by God with the Holy Spirit, ready for action. He went through the country helping people and healing everyone who was beaten down by the devil. Now Jesus went about, he was anointed by God. So He went about doing good. He went about helping people. And so, you know, he went about around healing everyone who was beaten down by the devil. Have you ever been beaten down by the devil? I think all of us have, amen. And if you haven't, you know, just keep your mind on the Lord. You know, don't look at, you know, let's put blinders on like a horse, you know, where they have those blinders on the side of their eyes so they don't get distracted, you know, so they don't get out of the lane that they're supposed to be going in, and so they don't get spooked or they don't get scared, you know, they just stay that on that straight course, amen. And so that's what we're doing as Christians. We're staying on that straight course. We're not allowing ourselves to be beaten down by everything that we hear, as Pastor's talking about the news. We're not going to get beaten down by what we hear. We're not going to get beaten down by what they say, amen. But we're we're going to keep those blinders on straight for the Lord, on our course, doing what God has us to do, what He's called us to do. Amen. And so this is a time for us to reach out more than ever. More than ever, we want to be like Jesus. You know, we run into people all the time, just about on a daily basis, who are beat down. They are down, you know, and they need lifting up. They need somebody to speak a word of encouragement to them. They need somebody to give them something, say something that's going to give them hope. We need hope in this world today, amen? And so, you know, Jesus is our example, and we want to do just like Jesus did. We want to go about doing good. We want to go around helping people. We want to heal those that are beaten down by the enemy. And so, you know, one way that we can go around helping and healing people is with our words. We can have healing words. Words can be healing, amen? They can be a help to us. In Proverbs chapter 15 and 14 in the Message, says, kind words heal and help. Cutting words wound and maim. So we want to be those that heal and help people with our words, amen? And then in Proverbs 16 and 24, and this is the Passion Translation, says, nothing is more appealing than speaking beautiful, life-giving words. Amen? For they release sweetness to our souls and inner healing to our spirits. Isn't that awesome? Just to speak sweet, beautiful words, life-giving words can heal. It can help a soul be healed. Amen? It can bring inner healing to you and to others. And so we want to fill our mouths with those sweet words, those life-giving words. You know, people need to hear encouraging words. They need to hear those words of life. And, you know, there's many times when we need to hear those words too, amen? We need to give each other sweet, life-giving words, amen? Because we come in discouraged a lot of times. We go through things a lot of times that if we look at it in the natural, you know, it can be very discouraging. I know years ago when after our son Benjamin was born, he had to have surgery. He had to have several surgeries. And, you know, it was a hard time. You don't want to see your baby having surgery, you know, going through all the sickness and problems and surgery and then recovery and you know, just everything. And it'll try to beat you down. Things like that will try to beat you down. And so we were in a service one time, not long after we had started pastoring, and we had a visiting evangelist come. And he told Pastor, he said, prophesy to yourself. I think it was, prophesy to yourself. And so we had never heard that before. We're like, well, you know, what? You know, how do you do that? Well, you know, Pastor just started speaking out what the Word of God says. And before you know it, he was just really going. It was just coming out of him. He didn't have to think about it. It just come rolling out of him. And so before you know it, he was being lifted up. You know, the sweet words of life-giving words, the Word of God, is going to lift you up. Amen? And so prophesy to yourself. Let me just say that. When you're going through something, when you're going through a hard time, you're going through a struggle, finances are bad, you know, sickness in the family, whatever it might be, division in the family, start speaking life-giving words over that situation. And you'll feel better. You'll be lifted up. You'll be helped. You'll be healed. And so then, you know, you're going to see the situation. God's going to move in the situation. He's going to change it. Life-giving words. His words change situations. Amen. So people need to hear encouraging words today. So we want our words to be that life-giving. Amen. You know, and our words can break things off of people. It can break, you know, discouragement. It can break depression. It can break worry, insecurity. People are so insecure that we can give them life-giving words that they become a different person. They're like, yeah, that's right. You know, and you can bring them up, amen, and lift them out of that insecurity, disappointment. People are going through so many things. You know, it's just innumerable things that you could just, you know, name today that people are going through. As the pastor was talking about, fear. You know, people are going through worry. They're like, you know, what's going to happen in this world? You know, what's going on? What's going to happen to me, my family? This, that. You can just name a myriad of things, you know. And so we can give that life. You know, this might be going on in somebody's life, but God. Amen. You might be going through this, but God. God is a strong, mighty God. God can change things in your life. Amen. And so when we give people those words of encouragement, it's going to lift them out of that place of depression, despair, discouragement, whatever they might be going through. And, you know, it doesn't really take a lot. It can be a very simple act, very simple. So look for the good in people. You know, we're in a really judgmental society right now. You know, the world talks about how Christians are judgmental, but the world is judgmental. I'm like, you know, they don't see it in themselves. But, you know, it's just so bad right now. But so we need to look at the good things in people. Amen. And, you know, we need to make it a habit to compliment people. You know, we just think, well, you know, you might be thinking something good about somebody, and you're like, you know, they already know that. They don't know that. God wants to use you to plant that in them, the good that you see in that person. You know, they need to hear that. Amen. So we need to make it a habit to compliment people, not to flatter them. Amen. Flattery is insincere. It's usually because you're wanting something from that person. And so do not use flattery. Be sincere. Look for that good in people and tell them. A blessing isn't a blessing until you speak it out. Amen. It's not going to bless anybody just because you're thinking it. Tell them. Speak it out. Amen. Hallelujah. So, you know, everybody needs encouragement. Everybody is going through something. Everybody. And you know, you can't always look at a person and tell that, you know, they're going through something, because they can have the biggest smile on their face, but on the inside they're crying. The inside they're broken, hurt, crushed. You know, they could be going through the worst time of their life. So we've got to be sensitive and see through that. Amen. I've been there and done that, and I know everybody in here has. Everybody. So be sensitive to what the Holy Spirit will show you. He'll show you if you'll try, you know, if you'll yield to the Holy Spirit. Don't take a whole lot. But I want to end with this, you know. We need to learn to be free with words of blessing. We need to learn to be free with life giving words. Amen. Hallelujah. And I tell you, in this church, if you need lifting up, if you need encouragement, come to Oasis Christian Center. We have a church full of loving people. Amen. And they do speak out life-giving words. They do give encouraging words here at Oasis. And so I'm so thankful for this body of Christ right here. So thankful. Amen. Give God another hand clap of praise today.
We thank you for listening to today's program. We believe that Jesus died for our sins and that He has sanctified us for eternity. We desire that all come to the knowledge of Him as their personal Savior. If you have accepted Jesus as Savior through this broadcast, or if you wish more information, we would love to hear from you. Contact us at Oasis Christian Center, Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Phone 334-520-7538 or email at oasischristiancenter@ctvea.net. You can visit our website at oasisfamilychurch.net. For those of you on Facebook, we do have Facebook Live every Wednesday and Sunday, Wednesday night 7 p.m. and on Sunday at 10:30. You may reach us by Oasis Christian Center, a family church, Smith Station, Alabama. We'd also like to give you the opportunity to sow a seed into the ministry. You may text to give at 334-274-7885. Online giving, acionlinegiving.com/4832. Or you may mail to Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Until next time, God bless you, and Jesus is Lord.